So the three traits that I identified myself with from the sheet were implementer, completer, finisher, and specialist. In specific, for being an implementer, I felt like I really portrayed this trait in our Jeepers Critical Challenge project when I had to implement the schedule for our team and draw up plans and jobs for everyone, and it was also my job to remind others of what they had to do. And I also demonstrated being a completer finisher in this project because I was able to use my skills to help assign jobs to other people based on what I thought they'd be best at doing. And I was also able to help with any language assistance since I feel like I have a good grasp of English. And so most of the students in my group were EAL students, so I felt like I was able to really help them with any language assistance they might have needed. And the third trait that I thought that I really demonstrated was being a specialist. And this showed when I was doing my humanities project with my team about World War II and my enthusiasm for being a history student and being really interested with history really shone through. I was able to gather research for my team and help create an outline to our project and our presentation and how it should look. And I think that I was able to tell them to have enough trust and faith in me that the research that I would use would be relevant and up to date and would also be diverse and straight to the point and important to the topic. If I had to choose one trait that I could demonstrate more, it would probably be being the resource investigator. Because I feel like I must try to be better at doing more at my own time and being more enthusiastic about some of the work I'm given as well in projects, for sure, especially. For me, I think that I need to especially demonstrate this trait in service because I feel like service is a part of our curriculum that deserves a lot of attention that sometimes we don't give as much of our attention to. And I think that if we really work together as a community, then through service, we can make a lot of changes in our community and make a lot of changes for the better as well. And I think by being more enthusiastic to what we are doing and also to dedicating some of your own time to what can be done in our services, like my service, for example, is the Cerebral Palsy Service. I think if we really work together and made a lot of new ideas in our own time, that we could develop some really great ideas for the kids when we go to our service next time and get some even better feedback than before.